Well, I've just...
Several issues were on the table at the summit between U.S. and several Central Asian heads of state. Among them, rare earth minerals, the sale of Boeing airplanes, and the Abraham Accords. U.S. President Donald Trump announced soon after that Kazakhstan, the largest country in the region, would join them.
This evening, I'm also delighted to report that Kazakhstan has officially agreed, and that's official now, as of about 15 minutes ago. A tremendous country with a tremendous leader has officially joined the Abraham Accords.
At first glance, the move seems hollow. Kazakhstan has had diplomatic relations with Israel for decades, a contrast to countries such as Morocco and Bahrain that only opened them up as part of the Accords. For his part, the Kazakh president said that before the summit, such cooperation would yield economic dividends. After the meeting, he expressed his willingness to maintain strong relations with Washington.
My political will to seize all those unique opportunities, and I have no doubts that we have very bright future as it comes to our bilateral cooperation.
It could also be that Central Asian countries in the meeting, Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, and Kyrgyzstan, in addition to their abundance of rare earth minerals, are sandwiched in between Russia and China, and the U.S. is vying for favor over its adversaries. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has announced visits to those countries in 2026.